Now that the Supreme Court has legalized same-sex marriage, conservatives in Congress, including Wyoming Republicans, are debating how to protect religious groups who disagree with the ruling. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington that opponents of the most popular plan say it would lead to discrimination if it becomes law.
For many Republicans, the debate over gay marriage is not settled. Many conservatives fear the Supreme Court's gay marriage ruling will force religious people and institutions to do things against their faith. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says some are worried about the ruling.
I think any people of faith always have concerns about any thing that comes out that interferes with their ability to practice their beliefs, their religion, and their faith.
That's part of the reason he's joining Wyoming's other two federal lawmakers in endorsing the First Amendment Defense Act. Senator Mike Enzi says it would protect the nonprofit status of religious institutions if the federal government tried to compel people to act against their faith.
Well, I think it's important for Congress to say that people do have a right to a First Amendment, to the First Amendment right to speak, and their actions can be in coordination with that, and the federal government can't penalize them for their freedom of speech.
More than one-third of Senate and House members have endorsed the measure. Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis says they're not endorsing discrimination. She offers the example of Catholic Social Services, which she says could be imperiled by the ruling.
Because of their core faith values, they do not want to provide babies for adoption to same-sex couples. Should the fact that they, as a church-affiliated adoption agency, lose their tax-exempt status or other federal contracts simply because of that?
Critics worry the bill is too broad because it would apply to private businesses. That's raised concerns the legislation would allow discrimination against the LGBT community under the guise of religious freedom. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo says at a minimum, any so-called religious freedom bill should include protections for the LGBT community.
Which is why a good idea is to add non-discrimination language that would specifically prohibit private businesses, employers, anyone for discriminating on individuals based on their sexual orientation. So we need to find that balance.
Moderate Republicans are pushing back against conservatives, too. Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk says his party needs to drop its challenges and listen to the justices.
We should definitely just go along with the Supreme Court decision.
For Congresswoman Lummis, the debate on gay marriage is merely evolving.
It will spark a debate about what the role of the state is in the marriage contract. Before, it was more a debate about should the state recognize non-traditional marriage.
Lummis predicts other issues surrounding same-sex marriage are sure to end up on the high court's docket in the future.
I believe the debate will now turn to what is the role of government in the marriage contract. I think it's going to continue to be debated, but take a very different posture.
It's unclear if the First Amendment Defense Act will come up for a vote this fall, but the conservative wing of the GOP is pressuring party leaders to make it a priority. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.